Mac, let's see, that's going to be Cane Ridge is going to take on the Lady Patriots of Page High School here shortly. The one similarity in all three ball games, two similarities. One, 11 AAA is undefeated, and 11 AAA has not allowed over 49 points. So we got the final game coming up here. Garth, good to have you. I know you had a long day over at Gateway Tire, but glad to have you, son.
Good to be here tonight, Stormy. And here where we're dry, and look forward to a good game.
We have got people listening literally worldwide tonight. We'll get shout outs as many as possible. But they are going to have the starting lineups here. And Lady Patriots is going to come out first. The freshman sensation, Lily Wilkins, number two, freshman guard for the Lady Patriots. Also, the one senior, Abby Gobble, senior guard. And probably the best player in the state, in my opinion, Faith Wilkins, senior guard. And last, Delaney Noe, number 14, also a guard. Last but not least, in the paint, Olivia Wilson. She's just a junior, vastly improved, and she's a dominating force for the Lady Patriots. Coached by Ron Brock, number one seed in the region. And for Cane Ridge, coached by Joanna Tribune. First lady out is Jasmine Brown. She's number three. She is a junior. Jaya Anthony's number 10. She is a guard. She's just a sophomore, freshman. And we have number 22, Geneva Van. She is also a sophomore.
Number 44, Charlie Floyd.
Taylor Allen's number is also out for the Ravens. She is a junior. And last but not least, 44, Charlie Floyd. She is a sophomore, and she plays in the paint. As we said, coaches, Joanna Tribune, Michael Tribune for the Lady Ravens of Cane Ridge. Fine group over there. If you've ever been to that school, do yourself a favor, drive over there. It looks like a small university. Beautiful campus. Great academics, and boy, they've got some good basketball teams. Lady Patriots in all red tonight, red, white, and blue. White numerals, blue trim, red jerseys and bottoms. The Lady Ravens will come out tonight in all white, and they call walking on Delaney Noe, and Garth's favorite of all-time officials on the floor tonight, and we will keep our comments to a minimum. Good luck with that one.
I don't know where he stacks up in the favorites, but he's certainly he's in the top five, that's for sure.
Lady Ravens have purple numerals, black trim, good-looking uniforms. They go up strong and for the basket right off the bat. And that's Charlie Floyd right there for the Lady Ravens at the 7:29 mark. Page needs to win this game to have 11 AAA sweep. Lady Ravens will cause all kind of issues. They play a man-to-man. Joanne Tribune, very defensive-minded coach. Lily Wilkins drives in the paint, surrounded by bevy of Ravens. It was 4-on-1, and she had the turnover.
She went in there, and you know, make no mistake about it, this Lady Ravens team for Cane Ridge, they're well-coached. They're very good defensively. They're quick. This is going to be a hard matchup for Paige. They can't take this for granted whatsoever.
No, sirree. And discipline. The Lady Ravens, Joanna Tribune, is always well known for a well-disciplined team.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Both squads over there in Cane Ridge are well coached. Good coaches on both boys and girls staff.
Marlon Sims does a fabulous job coaching the young men over there. He is definitely a difference maker in the lives of these young men. Joanne Tribune is a classy lady. Here come the Lady Ravens. They got the ball in the right wing inside. Ball goes up, and it's a nice block by Wilson. Goes out of bounds. Turnover, Ravens.
I thought that was out on Page, to be honest with you.
I thought Olivia Wilson was going to get called for the infraction, but they did not.
Lady Ravens opening up on the full court pressure, man-to-man. So, hey, this is going to be tough nose right here.
Yes, this is going to be a tough first-round match. Oh, backdoor cut. Wilson, you got to look and miss the layup. Beautiful pass by Noe. Here goes, wow, nice defense the other way. Lily Wilkins picked her pocket. Here comes her sister Faith across the timeline down the left wing. pulls it up, resets the offense.
Offense, she walked.
And she did.
That's three turnovers thus far for Paige.
Paige has only got off one shot. And it was a gimme, and they missed that one. Not the start Coach Ron Brock was anticipating.
Well, his defense has to turn into offense for this Lady Patriots team to really, really click. And, you know, thus far, hadn't been any turnovers by the Lady Ravens.
See what I'm going to do. I'm going to unplug that white plug right there. We can reach that in a minute. We're getting a little static on our end. I don't think it's coming across the airways, but we don't want that. Ball's kicked. Out of bounds. Look like a nice soccer play. Let's do that right now. Did you reach that white plug?
Yep.
My charger. Okay, let's just. And I'd like to say it works.
Yeah, it works.
It works. Well, we're kind of in a cavern over here at Brentwood, and sometimes that's what happens.
There it is.
There we go. Nice shot from the wing. And Lily Wilkin nails one, and the Patriots on the board tied it 2. 5:15 to go. Slow start for the Page Patriots. You're listening to Rudderville tonight. Appreciate y'all tuning in. It's been all Williamson County, 11 AAA earlier tonight. 3 wins, ball is drive, fouls called. It's like somebody calling on Gobble, and Mr. I got to blow my whistle every 32 seconds. He does it again.
The foul is on number 2, Lily Wilkin.
Correction, that's on Lily Wilkin.
First.
Ball's inbound. Ravens go up. Nice defense. Whistle blows again by Mr. Happy over here. The other officials are going, we blow a whistle too, but.
Oh, they're not going to get a chance as much as he wants to blow his. It's all about him when he's out on the court. I said this the other night. When you throw a complete student section out 1 minute into a ball game, you walk.
Yeah, that was a good call. He did. He threw the entire Brentwood student section out one night at Nolensville. We sat there and watched it.
Within a minute of the game starting.
Yep.
I've never seen that happen.
And all they did was ref, you stink, and he does, and he didn't like it. Nice drive by the Ravens. Wilkins comes up with a rebound, gets it to her sister. Wilson across the timeline, kicks it to Gobble, to No for 3.
Five.
Yes! N-O-E equals Y-E-S, Delaney No. 5-2 is our score.
Well, the problem is when officials start paying attention to the benches and in the crowds more than they pay attention to the game, then you got an overall problem.
Yep. You lose the loss of focus. And we have Mackenzie Cochran in for Abby Gobble, freshman for a senior. And Mackenzie Cochran is mature beyond her years.
But she starts a lot of games too, Stormy. So.
Yep, plays a lot of poise.
Oh, give it to – oh, me.
Wide open, back to Wilkins, front rim. Uh-uh. Whoa, collision, no foul. Faith Wilkins. Missed it.
That's a foul on Faith. Faith's got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, she is an excellent ball player, but sometimes she makes some mistakes that cost herself a foul and cost the team a foul.
Right. Timeout on the floor at the 4:10 mark. 5-2 is our score. Patriots in the lead. What are you seeing so far out of both these teams?
Well, I mean, Paige is just, they're uptight right now. I mean, just settle down, adjust to the stage that you're on, and play basketball. I mean, they need to come out like they did against whoever they played the other night. I can't remember. They just completely dominated. Was it Ravenwood? They just completely dominated.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And that's the basketball they need to play. Hey, she's loving to cheer.
Keep it up. It's a good sound. We can hear it. Here comes Kane Ridge across the timeline. Nice floater, soft floater. Rebound, fall for
back call right there.
Delaney No goes to the ground, fighting for the rebound. There's Aaron Webb. That's the victorious coach of Kane Ridge.
That's Dixon County.
Dixon County. She just listened to our broadcast earlier when the Ravenwood game. She gave me a heart attack. I said, I gave myself one. And wow, Faith Wilkins goes in, gets blocked. It was a foul, but they don't call it. 3:48 to go. Nice drive off the glass. Beautiful move. 22, Denita Van. She's just a sophomore, Garth. That girl's just a sophomore.
There's not a single senior on that Cane Ridge staff.
You know, they had 11 last year, and they were 27-0 until Raywood knocked them off. Wow, a Van for the foul that time. Joanna Tribute was 27-0 till the Lady Raptors got a hold of them, and it was 27-0, no mo. Going to the line, Delaney, no. Up 5-4, eye in the bucket. Made the first, 6-4, 3:28 to go. Anir's on the line now for us at WAKMA of 950, pushing the buttons, all the buttons. Second one on the way. Good. Effortless. Lady does like she's been doing that her whole life, which she has.
She definitely has been in the gym a lot of her life, that's for sure.
Nice cross-court pass. Beautiful backdoor cut. Boy, nice baseline cut. 44, Charlie Floyd. She's just a sophomore. Young ladies here for Cane Ridge, and they're playing, obviously, with a lot of poise. Mackenzie Cochran.
Three passes, and they broke the press break just a minute ago.
Yep. Cochran kicks it out of bounds. Not Ryan Brock's favorite thing to happen there.
Yeah, he's going to have to pick the pace up. This pace does not meet the Page standards at all.
And it's stolen. Speaking of stealing, here goes Cochran on the steal across the timeline to Lily Wilkins. She's picked up in the forecourt. Wilkins for three.
Bottom.
Step back. Bottom is right. 10-6.
As they say, money.
10-6, full court press being employed by the Lady Patriots. Shout out to everybody in Runnerville tonight. Boy, good ball handling. 22 across the timeline. That's beautiful. Geneva Van. She gets a pass. Back door cut again. Wow, beautiful pass. That was the 34. That was Hardeman, Jasmine Hardeman. She just checked in for the Lady Raiders.
Freshman.
Young. They're going to be a thorn in the 11 AAA side for another 3-4 years. Good backdoor cut again to Hardeman. She's fouled by Wilson.
Two players that have got to get very involved for Page, and they've got to get involved quick, is Olivia Wilson and Faith Wilkins. They've got to get involved. So far, it's been the Lily Wilkins Delaney No Show, and that ain't going to win you ball games right there, just having those two, because this team is really, really good when everybody gets into the game.
Really balanced. Hardeman missed that one to the right. Number 20 is checking in. That's Jasmine Greer, a ninth grader. Are you kidding me? This could be the youngest. They're about as young as Page, with the exception of Wilson and Wilkins out there.
And I'll tell you what, this Cane Ridge team spends a lot of time in the gym. I mean, they're working outside of practice, putting a lot of individual time in, so they're going to be skilled.
They are. Jasmine Hardeman, ninth grader.
Oh, Lord.
Makes the free throw. And the pass sails high and out of bounds. Another turnover for Page. I think Page is up 10-9. Lost the timeline. Cut off by Cochran. Handling the ball is Jada Anthony. And she's really got some skills, good ball handling skills. Gets across, stolen by No. Here the Patriots, they got numbers. Cochran goes up and scores. Great hustle out of the freshman.
Delaney No with the steal. Delaney No with the assist. That's just great execution right there.
Mackenzie Cochran on the basket. Foul called by Mr. Oh, and they call, whoa. That's on Mackenzie Cochran. Delaney No coming out. Lily Wilkins back in. Gobble's still in. Faith Wilkins in. Wilson's in. Across the timeline.
I don't know how she didn't walk.
she stretched everything. I don't know how she didn't. Oh, nice soft floater. No good. Rebound. Wilkins ripped it out of there. Going to go 94 foot the other direction. To the corners. Cochran for three. Bottom. Nail it. That's just phenomenal.
Money.
That's just phenomenal. Here come the Patriots ramping up the defense. At Cane Ridge for three also. Short. Wilkins on the rebound. That's Lilly to Cochran. Cross court to Abby Gobble down the left wing. Kicks it back to face. She's going to shoot for three. Back rim. That would have been a nail in the coffin.
That would have been a great execution right there.
Been a timeout on the floor, too. Here comes Cane Ridge. Nice drive. Rebound. Fall for it. Can't get it to go. Abby Gobble rips it out of the air. All 5 foot nine. Behind the back is Cochran. Across the timeline to Wilkins. Soft floater.
Oh,
blocked.
Should have kicked it out.
Soft floater. She tried to get it up and couldn't make it to go.
That's a foul on Cochran. That's going to be her second.
Geneva Van going to go to the line. Well, no, she's going to go to the line, but she's going to drew the foul.
Caught it on the
foul
floor.
On page number 23, McKenzie Cochran.
Well, that foul hurt because McKenzie Cochran has had a great first quarter.
Yep. Jasmine Brown checks back in. Glad to see her number before she went in because she got hair all the way down to her waist. Look at that, Wilkins.
Look at this breakaway.
Look at this breakaway with his feet.
She missed it.
Oh. Gravity took over.
Ooh,
gravity
Lord,
took over.
What a roll.
17-9, 5 seconds. Page is out in front so far. Shot on the way. No good. Wilkins grabs the rebound. And at the end of one, Page 17 on the last two-minute flurry. The Lady Ravens, 9. Let's take 1 minute here on Sports on AM 950.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
One quarter in our fourth and final game tonight. Patriots up 17-9. And there's a roadblock right in front of us. Some people like to stop right in the middle of the traffic lane there. Like Paul Harsky says, don't block the lane. People kind of oblivious, aren't they, Gar?
Yes, they are.
7:48 to go. Second quarter action. Cane Ridge comes out with a surprisingly good, very, very good young team. I'm not surprised. Joanna Tribute is a molder of young women, and she has really gotten these young ninth and tenth graders playing well. Page had a little flurry there, nice defense, and they turned it back over. Ravens got it out front. Way out front is Geneva Van. As we said earlier, she is just a sophomore. Plays a great deal of poise. She's picked up by No.
That girl keeps putting that ball out there in front. Lily Wilkins going to take that steal.
Yep. Delaney does. And they just did.
Wilkins
through traffic. Gets up. Delaney No. Yes.
Delaney No.
19-9. 6:50 to go. Second quarter action. Defense scores points for Pace Patriots. Ron Brock is a defensive guru when it comes to ladies basketball and expects it and demands it. Van on the drive. She goes in. Nice move. Rebound fall four, and it's going to be Paige Ball.
Well, it certainly makes it easier when you got a squad like this. They're a lot of fun to watch, Stormy. They get the ball up down the floor. Their heads are always up. So they release well on defense. So, I mean, They do a lot more things right than they do wrong.
Well, no doubt about it. Here comes No down the right wing, looking inside. Again, backdoor cut. Faith Wilkins, left hand. Off the glass, little teardrop.
That's a way to get your all-time leading scorer into the action right there, a backdoor cut.
She's over 2,000 points. Just saying, Lily Wilkins picked up her foot. No, it's a correction. Timeout on the floor before the foul.
Was there no timeout?
There was a timeout.
I mean, no foul.
No foul. Timeout on the floor, and they didn't say it was a...
I believe it's 30.
It's 30. We're going to keep it right here. As a reminder, earlier action today, Lady Raptors victorious 49-41 over Hillsboro. The Lady Bruins victorious 63-44 over Antioch. The Dixon County Lady Cougars victorious 74-49. As of now, and it's not a jinx, 11 AAA has got the brooms out for a sweep. We'll see. Paige is going to have to put up some good action here. They're going to have to play hard because I can tell you right now, Cane Ridge is not going to roll over and play dead.
They're not going away.
Nope. You're going to have to earn it. Here comes Cane Ridge driving in the paint kick. And guess what? Stolen again. Three on nobody. Faith Wilson's going to take it all the way. And she scores. Watch her next year at Trevecca. That girl, man, she's going to score some points in Trevecca.
She's a player.
23-9. Baseline. And stolen again. To know. Here the Patriots are running, and gunning, and score. All of a sudden, it's 25-9.
Just like that.
It was 13-9. It's 25-9. Blink of an eye. Defense wins ball games. Defense leads the offense. The defense wins championship. And the ball's thrown out of bounds. And right now, Cane Ridge is looking. They're unraveling.
Yeah, they don't have any answers right now against that defense. And it's all defense. It's not happening on the offensive end other than the defense leading to the transition.
Well, they're not getting good looks. Ron Block's Lady Patriots are not allowing them to do that. Backdoor cut.
A backdoor cut
to Wilkins. She missed the shot, but she draws a foul. She's going to the line. Charlie Floyd picks up the foul. She's a sophomore at her second. Plays in the paint. Wilkins catching her breath. She's run up down the floor about 20 times lately. Got those black high-top Nikes on. Nailed the first one. Well over 2,000 points, which is an amazing feat in itself.
Oh, I mean, players do well to get over 1,000. So you think she got over 2,000.
That's unfathomable. Girl can play. 5:12 to go for halftime. 26-9 to score. Second one.
She missed that one. She backed off the line.
She did. Rebound pulled out of the air. Nice rebound by Jada Anthony. Quickly down, there come the Lady Ravens. Down the left wing, nose picks up Anthony. Way out front to Greer. She backs out. Wilkins has her. That's Lily Wilkins. That's freshman on freshman. They'll be playing each other for three more years. Boy, nice drive. Soft floater. No good. Rebound. Pull down and take your pick. Could have been one.
Number three, surely.
Could have been anybody for
24. Taylor Allen.
Huh. Well, take your pick because all three of them look like they fouled her from my viewpoint. But 4:44 to go, 26-9. Anir's on the board for us tonight, Studio A, WAKM. As a reminder, we will be on Monday. Correction, be on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I forgot what day it was. We will be on Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. We've got UT basketball early. We got NASCAR following that. Then we will be on with the Rebels as they take on McAvitt tomorrow at 3 p.m. as long as the race doesn't get held up and washed out and everything else. Wilkins for three, and it goes out of bounds.
Stormy, the Lady Ravens drop back into a 2-3 zone there, and, you know, they just were tired of getting beat on that backdoor cut.
Yeah.
Try something a little different.
Well, mix it up. Boy, nice pick set out front. Beautiful pick set by number 30.
There's a steal.
Mia Hawkins stolen again. Cochran goes up, and she scores. Man, what a beautiful play. She holds the ball, goes up, changes position, uses the glass, scores, makes it 28-9, 4 minutes to go, trying for a three-point play. Join Tribune's over talking to one of her players. Cochran completes the three-point play at the four-minute mark. Grace Wilkins comes back in for Cochran, McKenzie Cochran. 28-10 is our score. Ron Brock over there, red face, looks like he's down by 20 instead of up by 18. That's how hard he coaches. Every possession, foul called on number two. That's Lily.
Second. Lily Wilkins. You hate to see fouls like that, what I call cheap fouls. It just, you know, playing lackadaisical defense on that, swatting as they go by.
Right. Move your feet. Move your feet. Move your feet. Got it
off right there on that baseline.
Yep. Got it 4 seconds. They don't call it. Back it out. Back it out. Ravens. Good spin move. Goes up. Smartly kicks it out. Down the right wing. Way out front to wrap Ravens. Oh, they had a backdoor look and didn't take advantage. Joint Tribune's going, what's wrong?
Foul. They didn't call it.
Ball's kicked out of bounds.
For me, there's a young lady that'll be back for Dixon County next year.
Ingram, Hannah Ingram, yeah,
she can play.
Yeah, she's probably, 6'2", maybe, and she's
close to my height, you're right.
She's going to be a player. Here come the Ravens, trailing 18 with 3:18 to go. Trying to drive it inside. Delaney Noah is putting pressure. Timeout. Go ahead, Tribune.
Well, she said she's used 3 timeouts so far this game. Full timeout.
It's a full. Let's take one ourselves. 1 minute in there. 1 minute here on AM 9.
This is Ashley Hill, Chief Banking Officer for Franklin Synergy Bank. We're glad you've chosen to listen to WAKM, your hometown radio station. I wanted to share with you a quote from one of the football greats, Vince Lombardi. Coach Lombardi said, "People who work together will win, whether it be against strong football defenses or life in general." At Franklin Synergy Bank, we're a team working together. We're striving each and every day to be the best community bank in the nation for you. I believe our team of veteran bankers works hard to meet that goal. We would certainly appreciate the opportunity to earn your business, your support, and your trust. Stop in any one of our locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and let us show you why experience is the synergy difference.
Member FDIC.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
2nd period action. The Lady Patriots up 29-9 over the Lady.
And she stepped over the line right
she
there.
She did and didn't call it. They got 3-1 again. Delaney Noe's going to get a basket full of points tonight on fast break. The longest shot she's made was from about 2 foot. 31-9. And that pressure. 5 second call on the Ravens and the youth. The youth movement is going the wrong direction.
Went right in that trap.
Yeah.
Right in the trap.
Well, they started out like a house on fire in the first quarter, but you can see the inexperience is catching up with them. Wilson, holy cow, a senior. The junior steps out from center from 28 foot and nails a 3-pointer.
Said, "Don't leave me out of this."
She's not supposed to take that shot, but she did and she made it.
Another steal by Noel.
Well, ain't no 1-on-2. Bounce to Lily Wilkins, goes up, saw floater. What a great use of the glass. And the folks from Rutherville are loving this. The Dixon County faithful have seen enough. They're going to get an eye full of this come Monday night. Another steal. We're not repeating ourselves. 2-on-1, Wilkins, bottom. This thing's out of hand. This is going to be a running
this
clock.
This one exploded is what happened here out of nowhere.
13-9 is 38-9. No kidding. 13-9 goes to 38-9. That's just defense, defense, defense.
That's all it is. You're exactly right. And I mean, when they got cranked up defensively, you understand, and it took them just a little while to figure out what Dixon County was, or excuse me, what Cane Ridge was doing. And once they figured out and was able to jump those passing lanes, it was on then.
Well, it'll be a different ball game.
I wish we'd have written down when they scored the 9 points because it's been. Well, they haven't scored at all this quarter.
No, they have not. With a minute 49 to go. End of one, their score was 17-9. And Page had made a run. He got 2 backdoor cuts. It was 13-9. They scored 4 points, made 17-9 to get ahead.
So it wasn't close to the end of the first quarter.
Right.
I mean, there were several minutes left in the first quarter.
Right. Here comes the Patriots running that weave out front. Cochran back had no in the back door. Cut to Wilkins. Nice defense. Hey, good play that time. Tasman Brown stopped that backdoor cut. Wilkins thought she had one. Didn't happen.
Well, she just didn't lead her with the pass enough.
Yep. Stood behind her. Caught in traffic. Long. Three-pointer. Nice shot. Jada Anthony from downtown. Nails one. Beautiful shot by Jada. 38-12 is our score. First time they scored since the first quarter. Wilson again, step back. Missed that one. Faith Wilkins fighting. Had the look, had the shot, couldn't pull it off. 40 seconds left. 38-12. And this one should be a running clock before long. And nice backdoor cut. Beautiful basket.
Olivia Wilson jumped the passing lane and gambled too much.
Cochran for three. On the way.
Too strong.
Didn't happen. 20 seconds left. 38-14. Whistle blows. Foul on the play. It's actually kicked out of bounds by Wilkins. Wilson checks out. Olivia Heyman checks in. She's a senior in the post. Good backdoor cut. They caught him napping back there.
Sure did.
Jasmine Hardeman, I know she's got at least 8, 7 seconds. Here comes No, 38-16. Step back for three, downtown.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Wasn't even close. All right, it's halftime. It's all pays, 38-16. And give them credit, they scored 7 points in the last minute to get it to 16. Garth, got totals for
I do. For the Cane Ridge Lady Ravens, led by Jasmine Hardeman with 5, Taylor Allen with 4, Jada Anthony with 3, Geneva Van with 2, and Charlie Floyd with 2. 16 points at the half for the Lady Ravens of Cane Ridge. For your Page Lady Patriots, from Rudderville, led at the half by Lily Wilkin and Delaney Noe, both with 11. Faith Wilkin with 5, and Mackenzie Cochran with 8. Olivia Wilson with 3. 38-16 at the half. Page Lady Patriots in command.
Whew. Been a long day. Well, this is the third one out of four. We didn't do the Dixon County game. As a reminder, I'll give you the scores again. We're going to take a break here in a second. First game was all Raptors, 49-41. It was a nail-biter. Brentwood pulled out a win, 63-44. Dixon County, 74-49. And at halftime, right now, halftime, the Lady Patriots of Page, 38-16. Garth, let's go ahead and take 8 minutes. Anir, we need an 8-minute break. Save this voice. What's left of the brain? 8 minutes here on AM 950 for second half action. The Lady Patriots in control, in command, and taking care of their own destiny. They got to take care of business here for another 16 minutes. 38-16 is the score. It has been. Cane Ridge came out early. I'll tell you, they played good basketball in that first quarter, Garth. It looked like they few adjustments made by Coach Ron Block and the Lady Patriots taking care of business up 38-16.
Oh, man. Terrible pass.
As soon as I say that, they throw it away. Here come the Ravens. Shot on the way. Left way. Good rebound.
Sure was.
Nice rebound. Man, give some effort there. Charlie Floyd, she is just a sophomore.
The foul is on Olivia Wilson on the Patriots first, second. Team first.
2 fouls on Wilson. Team first. That's her second. 7:38 to go, third quarter action. Floyd nails it. Nice free throw. Charlie Floyd. Well, C-H-A-R-L-E-E.
Almost like Charlie.
That's right. Made them both. Beautiful. Good form. Girl's got some growing room, too. She's going to be, she's just a sophomore. She's going to be a handful by the time she gets to be a senior. Here comes Wilson out front. Almost had the backdoor cut to Wilkins. Safe that is. Lily Wilkins out front, drives left, looks inside, didn't get any help.
Gobble. I can almost assure you, Stormy, those backdoor cuts aren't going to work this half.
The joint tribute went to the drawing board. And, boy, not give and go that time by Lily Wilkins. A little too high off the glass. Could not get that one to stick. Last 7 minutes, no, 38-18, 20-point differential. Wilson on
good
the steal.
Good steal.
Got numbers. Good pass. Lily Wilkins, because Lily Wilkins, when she's under duress and pressure, just gets better.
She certainly does. She handles pressure extremely well.
Never a look of panic. Never gets that. I bet her heart rate even goes down. She's a phenom to watch. 6:40 to go, 40-18. Shot on the way. High arcing one. Sisters fight for the rebound. Well, it's a good defense out there for Cambridge. They're trying backdoor cut. Wilson.
That was a bullet.
Wilson couldn't handle that one. At our time, we call that too hot to handle. Cross court pass way out front. It's 22. That's Van. She's a sophomore. Smartly backs it out. Delaney No has her. Lily Wilkins almost gets the steal. And the Patriots didn't like the call. Lily Wilkins just grins. She looks in the stands and just grins.
She plays with a little smile while she's playing anyway.
A little coy smile. I mean, just rarely see a big smile out of it. Just a little bitty smile. She grinned that time. She was a bad call. She didn't bother. Waved it off like a little gnat. Nice basket. Drive off the glass. Charlie Floyd.
All of a sudden, they're fighting back.
Within 20 to 5:40 mark. Third quarter action.
Nice move.
She's been quiet since early in the first quarter. Foul's called, and much to the chagrin of the Ravens faithful. 22's on the foul, Geneva Van.
Switch to 23 defense.
Yeah, 23. Yeah, she's screaming out front.
Oh,
shot back. Wilson.
How do you
defend that? She's 6'2". She's a center. She steps out 3-point line. There's somebody to come guard her, and she knocks it in.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're confident, you're confident. That's just all there is to it.
What is she, 3-for-3 from 3 points?
Two for two.
I think she had missed. 23 up, 23, 5:17 to go. Wilson takes one off the chin there, and that's another foul.
And Geneva Van, that's her third. I mean,
she picked up two in the last minute. She's getting her money's worth out of this 5-minute mark in the third quarter to Wilson.
Give it up.
To the paint. Wilkins. Bottom. What a shot.
The all-time leading scorer says, hey, here I am. Give me the ball.
Well over 2,000, 46-20, up 26. As a reminder, we'll have a running clock when it gets to 30. Will that be fourth quarter only?
Yeah, it's only fourth quarter, Stormy.
Running clock means it. Don't stop.
And a steal. Get your head up.
He
blew the whistle as a travel before she ever traveled.
Yes, he did. As she was getting punched in the face, they didn't call it.
She didn't fall for no reason.
That's your favorite official, Mr. Personality, Mr. Warmth. Gobble gets a steal. Wilkins is going to take it all the way. Left hand. Missed that one. And why is it? Okay, when the. All right, we'll just
that wasn't his call to make.
Thank you. That was my. We got two officials out there trying to outdo each other.
I would say Mackenzie Cochran will be checking into the game here pretty doggone quick.
Page up 46-20. Ron Block just still giving instructions like they're down six.
Oh, he's not going to stop coaching.
No.
No doubt about that.
Ball's thrown into the bleachers by the Ravens. 4:28 to go, down 26.
What did I tell you? Look who's coming to score.
There we go. Mackenzie Cochran, the phenom freshman.
She'll be in for Lily Wilkins.
That's a pretty good trade, too.
Yes, it is. I was thinking about that earlier. I thought, you know, those are two fabulous freshmen.
Not much of a drop-off, not any. Lily Wilkins gets past her sister, Faith. drives the baseline. Look, man, she's just so determined. When she's going to the basket,
you now might, she's in double figures.
Might as well say, okay, she's going to score, and she does. 3:50 to go. It's all Page up to 48-20. All stolen by Gobble. Another defensive. Well, they're mugging her. They don't call it. Cross court is Wilkins.
You got numbers. You got numbers.
To Delaney, no. Back to Lily. Wilkins, and she scores. Now they're up 30. Now we have the running clock shortly. 3:35 to go.
Stormy, what did you say earlier about the scoring of the teams, opposing teams today?
None of the foul on Heyman. None of the 12 AAA have scored over 49 points.
Over 49?
Right. They scored 41, 44, and 49. So that means defense is playing prevalent here in 11 AAA. First shot, no good. Good line is Taylor Allen. She missed that one.
Well, I got a feeling this one's not going to reach 40.
Nope.
This one might be the lowest scored.
I think you're right.
Which is really surprising. This is the number two seed.
Makes a second. Allen makes a second. He got 21. They finally got off 21. Almost scored 5 points.
Just like that, they almost scored. They went down the sidelines with it and
missed it. Man, beautiful shot. Lily Wilkins couldn't get it. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's still Patriot ball. 3:10 mark. Up 31. Correction, 29.
Where's your math?
I don't have any. Wilkins misses. Sister gets a rebound. Back to Lily to Faith. Unselfish. And it goes out of bounds. Under 3 minutes. We will be on there tomorrow night around 3 o'clock. Two games for you. Franklin will play tomorrow night. They'll play McGavick. Summit will play. Who do they play tomorrow night?
Do what now?
Who does Summit play tomorrow night?
Summit would play. Hold on a minute. I'll tell you.
Is it still going the other way? Cochran scores.
He's a double figure.
I don't want to put my notes up.
I've got it. I'll get it right here. I got it right here.
Oh, good. Covers down the other end. Wilkins on the steal. Gets it to Wilson. Cross court pass. It's going to be stolen. That pass
plays Overton.
There you go. That's a good matchup. And Olivia Wilson on the jam.
We've got Hillsboro versus Ravenwood.
All right.
Cane Ridge versus Brentwood, which
that'd
that's
be a
dandy
really,
right
really
there.
Dandy ball game.
Franklin versus McGavick, and Summit versus Overton.
What do you think the toughest game for 11 AAA tomorrow?
Ravenwood versus Hillsboro.
Okay. And the second one? Cane Ridge game?
Brentwood versus Cane Ridge.
Yep. I thought exactly. Ball's thrown out of bounds. Cane Ridge out of sync right now. They played hard for the first quarter. They just there's too much use on this squad. 52-21. It's all Page. 1:50 to go. Be the running clock in the fourth quarter, which means we'll get out of here quicker than usual. Backdoor cut. Look at that backdoor pass. Over the top. I mean, that's a college pass by Cochran. Over the top. 54-21. Ball goes out of bounds again.
So rare to see the freshman playing with the confidence and the abilities that Cochran and Wilkin have.
They make plays that most seniors don't make.
They certainly do. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I mean,
we're seeing it. I'm watching and blinking and going, I see it. I find it hard to believe, but I'm sure enjoying what I'm seeing. Delaney, no for three, set, foot, bottom. Oh, missed it.
Barely brought net.
Barely got some of the net, but it was the bottom half of the net. Right at 110, 54-21. Oh, man, drives in. Beautiful basket. Geneva Van, nice basket for the sophomore. 54-23, 31-point differential, 1 minute left.
1 minute.
Ron Block is, I don't know if he's happy with his effort. Is he ever happy with his efforts?
Well,
That's a good question.
He likes to see that 7-0 mark offensively. I'll just tell you that that's the number he shoots for. And, you know, now granted he'll be pleased with only giving up 23 points in the third quarter, but he wants to hit that 7-0 mark every game.
Yep, I can understand that. Delaney, no for three on the way.
Oh, that's
way
terrible.
She shot two in a row, but it kind of looked like me on that shot. Woefully short, 54-23. Fan on the drive. Tapped out of bounds by Wilkins. That would be Faith. 16 seconds left. 54-23. Game not in doubt. Only the final outcome.
Stormy, what are we going to do Thursday night with Coach's Corner?
That's a great question. I will tell you as soon as Cochran got her foul. That's a great question because last year, if you recall, if we have teams in the final, we have to get teams in the final, first of all.
True.
If we have teams in the final, Terry Merrill will do Coach's Corner by him lonesome. Drive, no good. Wilkins to no, going to take it all the way. And she scores, 56-23. They double.
56-23. Let's make it certain that I'm not going to be getting my headphones with his cooties after his coach. After the coach's show.
No, I promise. What happens? See, what happens is he'll take the computer and a single mic, or maybe a double mic, and go over there and lay a single mic and do the show like that.
Okay. All right.
And we will be set up here. We will be here by 5:00 because the game starts at. Actually, we'll get here about 5:30 because the game will start at 7:00. The championship game.
That's correct. We only have one game. The finals are only one game that evening.
On Wednesday and on Thursday.
So I just was making sure that I wasn't going to have Terry cooties.
No. I've got some extra Clorox wipes in here.
I don't want to take a chance.
I know. How long do you get that fungus that takes that clear up?
Hey. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to take my headphones with me, home with me, if you're going to let him have my headphones.
I told you I'm not.
Okay.
No. Okay. How long did it take that fungus to clear up anyway?
Fungus? He's the one with the cooties.
That's what I'm talking about. You had it. I mean, did you ever get a shot for that?
I needed to. Maybe I needed a tetanus shot. I don't know when I had one last.
Oh, sleep deprivation will do this to you.
Well, you know, you got to have a little fun.
We're having some fun. 56-23.
Made you laugh. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Did you miss me earlier today?
Yes, it was terrible. Every time I looked to my right, you weren't there. I went, wait, I got to keep talking.
You didn't have anybody to pick on you. Why are you so tired today, Stormy?
Dog, we got a game to call.
Well, I mean, our listeners would love to know why you're so tired.
No, I don't think they care. They really not interested in me. Layla Wilkins on the drive, soft floater, can't get it to go.
You had a little date last night.
I had a great date last night.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
I had a wonderful time.
And we get to meet the young lady.
That's
Maybe
right.
Maybe I need to do a Matthews team sports segment with her tomorrow.
It'll never happen.
Well, I mean, you know, I could be persuasive.
Yeah, she can tell you no also.
not if you tell her, you know.
No, I'm not. No, don't get me. No. No, there's none of this what if. Don't get me in this mix. Hey, don't mess things up.
I think I need to have a talk with her.
Oh,
ask her what her eyesight's like.
Okay, that did it. Wilkins,
boom,
downtown, couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Heyman, Wilkins, the little sister, goes up, missed it.
She just goes in a little too strong with that.
Oh, backdoor pass to Heyman. Who gets the basket?
Unselfishness right there by Lily Wilkins. Lily Wilkins had a little floater. All she had to do is just put it up there, but she passed it to Livia Heyman. Livy Heyman with the shot.
Senior got up a good bucket, 58-23. And I thank Dr. Kevin Kydell for the seats. I'm rocking back in mine right now.
And another steal.
Another steal by Delaney. No, I'm wondering to Wilkins. Good. 60-23. This thing is OVER. I'm wondering if I could. I'm going to have to give up mine tomorrow because I'm not going to make Jill Simmons hard.
What? Maybe you need to tell Michelle Park to bring an extra one tomorrow because Franklin will be playing. Let's see what
3:00 game.
Play. Yes, they will play the 3:00 game.
All right.
So Michelle Paul can bring one, and ooh, won't that be an interesting one? We'll have Brentwood chairs and Franklin chairs.
We'll get in trouble. We're going to get in trouble. Ryan Crawford wouldn't even hardly do an interview.
Oh, he wouldn't sit in the chair.
I told him that.
He would not sit in the chair.
I told Kevin Caudill, Crawford wouldn't even do the interview sitting in that Franklin chair.
No,
he says good.
He looked at it and he says, I'm not sitting in that thing.
He'd rather sit on a hard plastic seat to give you.
Don't even go there. We are on a public.
It almost PG show. It almost slipped out.
I know it did. Unbelievable.
60-23 is our score. And why did Ron Brock call a timeout? He made the clock stop.
You go talk, did he call a timeout?
Yeah, would you go talk to him about that?
Sure, he called it because they only have one timeout left. Cane Ridge only has one. Cane Ridge has the ball.
Okay.
See, you've done lost your mind. Start talking about your date, and you start daydreaming.
Yeah, that's true. Ball's thrown out of bounds.
Unbelievable.
Joanne Tribune shaking her head, smiling. She's still smiling. What a sweet lady. Always has a gracious smile on her face.
Very well dressed.
Yes. Classy lady. 6 minutes to go. All page tonight.
Oh, we've got a new page lady Patriot in, number 32.
Shot from Wilkins. It's good. Lily Wilkins. Brains one.
Yes, 20.
A little slow getting them on the scoreboard. 63-20 up 40. 5:40 to go. Backdoor cut to Van. Oh, she missed it. Thought she had it. Good backdoor cut. Thought she had one.
That would be Kate Walker into the ball game. I might have to leave that open because I've got a feeling there's going to be more coming in.
I would imagine they're going to take the stars out. They should have them out now at the five-minute mark. Game well in hand.
He still has something he wants to accomplish.
I know, but you don't want anybody to get hurt. I mean, that's my backdoor cut. Goes up to Walker. She had a block.
She's a sophomore.
Hardison on the block for the Ravens. Close to 5 minutes. Good left.
Oh, and another step.
Yeah, still Wilkins to Cochran. She's up. And she's good. 65, and there's the timeout on the what?
All on the floor, and he's allowing a sub to come in.
You sure he wasn't drooling?
Stormy, we don't know what to do getting off early tonight. What time are you going to bed tonight?
Probably about 9 o'clock.
Who are you texting over there, Stormy?
I just got one over there.
Well, did you tell her I wanted to interview her tomorrow?
She's hearing it.
Well,
you're already in trouble. Stolen by Wilkins.
In trouble. I haven't done anything.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you like me. I get these open your mouth and you get in trouble. Kim will tell you that.
Well.
Your beautiful wife will go, now go on.
Our listeners are inquiring minds and they want to know.
Well,
they want to be in the know.
Well, when it's time to tell them, we'll tell them. I said, shot on the way, back rim. No good. Lily Wilkins on the rebound. The Cochran down the left wing. She blows by her player. Goes up. Saw floater. Good defense.
Good off. Good hustle.
That's right. Good hustle by Kane Rears. Still playing with 4 minutes to go.
Good Lord.
Faith Wilkins from downtown. Heyman on the rebound. Gets to Lily Wilkins to the corner. Shot. Cochran. Good.
Man, how did she make that transition of that ball when she caught it?
She got it to her shooting hand so quick.
That little girl can play.
68-23.
Two leading scores for Page, your freshman.
Man, that is good. Rand kicks it out, smartly drives on the baseline, and they throw it away again.
I will say this. I did not think that Kane Ridge would be the least scoring team, but that just goes to show what kind of defense Page has. And now we got a lot of Faith Wilkins staying in.
Man, I would get her out.
Well, I'd say they want to take her. He wants to probably take her out as an individual to let her get a ovation.
I'd get her out.
Either that or he just wants her leadership in there.
Well, she's got it down the left wing out front to Ellie Woods. Ellie Woods gets it down in the corner back out front to Abigail Ward, to Wilkins. At 2:40 to go. Ward gets in the corner. Shot by halfway.
I recognize that offense.
I bet you do.
I do.
Kick it in. Ball stolen. Nice defense by the Ravens. Here they come. Nice.
Ran that zone offense for years.
Ball's loose.
I learned it from him.
Here you go. Good save that time by number 20. as Jasmine Greer for the Ravens. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Pulled out there. Number 10 is Ellie Woods for the Patriots. Here they come across the timeline.
Also, if they hit 70, she'll come out.
Well, she missed that shot. Kate Walker is cross-court pass in, and Ward has it stolen away. The Harson. Nice pass. Good transition.
Very good basket.
Pass. 34. Jasmine Hardeman. Good hustle that time of the young lady. Faith Wilkins across the timeline. In the paint. Backdoor cut. Beautiful. There you go. Now it's 30. Whitehead on the score. Kayla Whitehead, the junior. We're at 130. 70-25. And it's been 11 AAA sweep as we anticipated. Nice drive. No good. Rebound Wilkins. They got numbers. 3-on-2. Ward. Can't get it to go.
Good hustle. Oh, that was a great hustle by Kayla Whitehead.
And Delaney Noe comes in. Standing ovation for Faith Wilkins. She's not, couldn't look overly thrilled by
it. Nah, she ain't proud of her performance tonight. But you know what?
Doesn't matter. We're under 50 seconds. This is good. This one's all over with but the shouting. Delaney knows out there for leadership. Nice soft floater. Mr. Personality calls another foul.
And the clock is continuing to roll,
which is a nice stop. Bill, what'd you stop it for?
He didn't stop it.
Well,
he stopped it again.
He did. What are you stopping it for, Bill? Bill. Abby, come and turn the clock on. Good. Was running clock rolling.
Unbelievable.
Hey, he turns it back on. 70-26. This thing's been over since second quarter, but that's just the way it goes. Delaney Noe way out front. We got a barn burner Monday night. It's going to be Page and Dixon County in the 7:30 ball game. In the 7:30 ball game, first game's going to be the Battle of Brentwood, Battle of Woods, Part 4, 9 seconds, 70-26. And they threw it out of bounds, and that's going to be the final ball. Final score, 70-26. Blow the whistle, and that is it. That is it. 70-26, that's the total score.
All righty, for the Page Lady Patriots, bringing it home tonight. A sweep. Lily Wilkin with 20. Faith Wilkin with 12. Delaney Noe with 13. Mackenzie Cochran with 15. Olivia Wilson with 6. Olivia Heyman with 2. Kayla Whitehead, with 2. 70 points for the Page Lady Patriots. For the Cane Ridge Lady Ravens, led by Jasmine Hardeman with 7, Charlie Floyd with 6, Taylor Allen with 5, Geneva Van 4, Jade Anthony with 4. Your final, 70-26. The young ladies from Rudderville, Page Lady Patriots, 70-26. They bring it home.
The game wasn't as close as the score indicated.
No, it was not. But you know what? It started out real tight. And then the train
left
of
the
Page.
Depot.
Boy, did they
left the depot. When they did, it was running on all 8 cylinders for the rest of the time.
It was see ya.
Well, fun day here. Appreciate the hospitality that they extended to us at Brentwood. Dr. Kevin Kydell, as usual, does a great job. Joe Blair, the athletic director, just treated us with kid gloves, and we sure appreciate the kindness, the great food, and all the accommodations. We will be on, as a reminder, we will be on the air tomorrow at 3 o'clock to do the Franklin ball game. Hopefully the NASCAR race will be over. We will also have the second ball game, which will be Summit. And they play again. I keep forgetting. I'm over to Overton. That's right. The Bobcats have not been in the regional tournament since world famous Mookie Betts played And boy, could he play.
He is.
As a matter of fact, they beat Brentwood in this gym. That's how long ago. And he made what? He was the most valuable player last year. Major League Baseball.
Great player. Fine young man. And I'll tell you something else he can beat you and I at.
Bowling. Oh, listen, I can't. If I could bowl my weight, I'd be happy. All right, Anir did a great job on the board. Garth Bowling, glad to have you here. We'll see everybody back tomorrow. We'll be on the air right about 2:50 with a recap of what's going on. Hope that race is over. We'll have two games for you tomorrow, two on Monday, two on Tuesday, hopefully one on Wednesday, hopefully one on Thursday. For Garth Bowling, this is Stormy Mitchell. And no doubt about it, it has been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.